Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Brenda B, we have been discussing sleep.
Yes, which it looks like you need more of today.
Yes, you already said that, but I'm gonna get what I need tonight because I'm gonna take what we've already discussed.
You need to take your GABA.
GABA and then my melatonin. Yes.
Now it's interesting that we were just talking about GABA, but GABA also helps lower blood pressure. It helps burn fat. And it helps increase the growth of lean muscle mass. So it's not just for relaxing, which is really interesting.
And those are all positive qualities that I really think are great. Now, one of the things that I have not tried yet and that so many people swear by, and I really think based on the research that I have done, found it to be really great, and that was kava. And kava is interesting because it's not a neurotransmitter. It's not a chemical that's made in the lab. It's not an amino acid. It is basically a plant-derived
root
that is found, but the chemical from it comes from the root, but it's only found in the South Pacific Islands. And the islanders years ago used to go ahead and, if you'd seen many years back, you'd seen the shows where they show you a bunch of people from a tribe would sit around and sort of make up that, the medicine man would make up that potion and they'd drink it.
Then
they'd
have shaman.
Yes, and they'd have all those sort of hallucinations. Well, that would be considered an extremely strong version of where kava comes from. But today you don't do that because we don't want, people coming to our store taking some kava and running around with war paint on their face. What you want is enough kava to really relax you, really make you feel calm and really make you feel good. And I've heard
but
for the people.
It works within the brain.
Yes, it does. But for the people who are having trouble with the melatonin, kava is the next step for you that can really be beneficial.
Because
so don't write off the kava.
Don't write off the kava. Yeah. Kava's been around for years and people have been using it for years and years with great results because it's relaxing to the point that they say it's almost as good as Valium.
Yes, I've heard that.
Equal to Valium.
Right, but the difference is, though, that with Valium, you're not getting the REM sleep. You're waking up feeling groggy. You're waking up feeling like you just got beat up. I mean, you wake up in the morning going, who the hell beat me up in my sleep? That kind of thing. This is different. I mean, this is something where you wake up and you felt, wow, I've had some restful sleep. I mean, this is really good.
Right, and it's not addictive, of course.
Right, that's the other thing. And what you don't want to do, though, is take these type of natural substances along with other type of medication. I mean, if you're taking other sleep aids, don't pile this on top of it. That's not what you want to do. You want to wean yourself off of those other things
and a lot of people will take kava not just for sleeping, but they'll take it for anxiety and stress.
Yes, you can take a lesser amount of some of these things during the day if you know you're not going to be in a situation where you need to be active, where you need to be doing things, but you can just
become. But kava does not interfere with mental sharpness. It doesn't cause you to become groggy or anything like that. So it doesn't, it relaxes you, and you get reduction of anxiety and stress, but you're still sharp mentally. So that's a real plus. So you don't lose that sharpness with kava.
Takes the edge off, I guess, is what you'd say.
Yeah. And a lot of people just need that little bit of edge if you've had a very stressful day. And you just need that, that relief, then you can take kava. It's great. It doesn't taste all that wonderful.
See, I haven't had it, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those you do have to dilute. I don't know too many people who can just take kava liquid and just squirt it in their mouth and be fine with it. You do dilute it in a little bit of water.
But at Gulf Coast Nutrition, we do have it in capsule form as well.
Yes, we do have it
so
in capsule form.
That is a
so
great
we have all
there.
Of these that we're talking about at the store.
Yes, and for those of you who don't know, Gulf Coast Nutrition, it is in Palm Harbor, and it is at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road. And the public shopping plaza. And what you can do is get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com and take a look at what we carry in the store, take a little virtual tour of the store through the Google virtual tour, and see our phone number, give us a call. And for those of you out there who are interested in hearing this program right now, you can come into the store, use the coupon code that I'm telling you right now called Radio 10. It's for a limited time. And if you come in, you pick up your things and you say, I heard you guys on the radio. I'm going to use my Radio 10 coupon code. You'll get 10% off of everything that you purchase.
That's a great deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Because our prices are already really, really good.
They are. That's in addition to the 10% in addition to any other discounts that we have at the time.
So another thing that is on our shelves that a lot of people will pick up is theanine. And tell the people what theanine is.
Well, that's an amino acid. And similar to tryptophan is the other one that people sort of know more about, and they're both in that same family in the respect that they're an amino acid. And what happens? You know what happens if you eat too much turkey at Thanksgiving? You get very tired.
I know what happens when you yeah. eat too much turkey at Thanksgiving.
Yes, I start to get very tired, and I kick back, and I basically go completely to sleep.
My whole family knows what yes. happens when you eat too much turkey at Thanksgiving.
Yes, so what happens is the L-tryptophan, which is an amino acid, the building block of the proteins there, as well as theanine, will have that effect on you. And so if you're looking for that, oh, I wish I have just felt like, you know, I just had a lot of turkey and I just want to go to sleep kind of thing. If you take tryptophan, L-tryptophan, or the L-theanine, you will go to sleep in that same sort of fashion.
Well, it depends on how much you take, again,
right.
because 5-HTP can be taken during the day just to help, again, relieve that stress and anxiety. And a lot of people will take 5-HTP during the day if they are very stressed out. So that too can be taken during the day. It's not just for sleep. It's for that,
right.
that brain relaxation.
And then again, for other people to say, oh, I've taken this or that or the other thing, it didn't help me. There's also the herbal type.
Other than kava,
products.
There's,
yes.
of course, the very well-known valerian.
Very well-known.
The very well-known. We can't forget about valerian.
You make it sound like it's one of the neighbors in our town. Oh, don't forget the valerian. No,
sure.
But valerian is just one of them. I mean, there's passion flower, there's chamomile,
right.
there's all these others that are considered part of the herb family that are usually in these formulas together as a grouping and will help get you the relaxation that you're looking for. A lot of times people will either take them not just in capsules, but in teas. We have a
yes.
lot of different teas over at Gulf Coast Nutrition. You can go ahead and take those teas that can really help have those medicinal purposes and help with the relaxation. And sometimes you'll see those nighttime teas, they call them, where they'll group all of those different herbs together into one tea bag and really make sure they cover all their bases.
Right, like lemon balm and passion flower and kava and hops and even though they sometimes put some St. John's wort in there.
Yes, I've heard. Now, there are a few formulas. There are some companies that have gotten out there on the leading edge of this, and they've actually mixed. They've mixed the melatonin. They've mixed the GABA. They've mixed the valerian. They've mixed the kava. They've mixed the theanine. They've put it all into one big formula to cover all their bases. And I know people that have tried those, and they say it works great because it's a question of getting to sleep and a question of staying asleep. And really, a lot of this, it's really, really, really hard to take too much. I mean, where you're not going to be taking so much of it.
Yeah, it's not like you're taking the prescription.
Right, where you'll be out for 10, 15 hours or something. You'll be unconscious, right?
Yeah, wake up feeling really groggy and out of it. Most of the things that you find in the health food stores, you don't feel that way. And there's also other things, you know, we always talk about with people, you know, there's other reasons. There can be some other reasons that people are not sleeping. I know I had a real big problem with insomnia when I was iron deficient. And that was
yes.
a huge issue for me. And I didn't realize at the time that, you know, one, that was my issue, and two, that iron deficiency can cause insomnia, but it really can. It can cause insomnia and restless leg syndrome. Hmm. And I had both, and it was all due to iron. And once I got my iron back up, then I sleep like a baby.
What do you recommend for iron?
Well, of course, Floradix, I recommend for iron as far as getting your iron levels back up. That's a great product from Flora.
Yeah.
So
why is that special? Just real quick to
Well, because it's just a better absorbable type of iron. It's made from herbs and that type of thing. So you're getting iron from a more natural source. It's not a harsh type of iron, which could leave you constipated and that type of thing. So it's more absorbable. It's easy to take. It tastes good. It's just a very, very good type of iron to help build up your iron stores. But you always, of course, with iron, you want to make sure that you know you're iron deficient or that you need that because you don't want to overdo iron.
And there are some people who can take too much iron, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the people who have problems with the iron stores, what is it, hemochromatosis?
Yes.
So those people don't necessarily want to take iron. And then there's other things, you know, that we always recommend to sleep better. You know, you want to turn off your lights, make sure your room is really dark. That's very important because just like what we said with melatonin, if you have a light coming through, that's going to reduce that amount of melatonin. So make sure you're not on the computer for very long. Stop drinking liquids before going to bed and don't eat too late.
Yes, eating late is one of those big things, especially for people who wake up with heartburn. I mean, it's not that you could have slept through the night, but if you wake up with heartburn, that interrupts your sleep, and then that's really no good for you at all. And so for those of you out there who are interested, again, don't forget that Radio 10 coupon. Come on into our store, Gulf Coast Nutrition, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, and say Radio 10 at checkout, and we can give you an additional 10% off to the items that we already have discounted.
And we have some great values at the store, so be sure to come by and check us out. We have very knowledgeable staff. We have wonderful people there who are going to help you. So we would love to help you get healthy.
And don't forget to check us out at GulfCoastNutrition.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.